Howdy, Russell.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Now, Mr. Russell is fully informed of precisely what he has. He's had extensive staff discussions. He approaches his problem very objectively and is not at all panicked by the situation he finds himself in. At the present time, he's very comfortable. He's now been able to walk outside the last two afternoons. He finished the last course of chemical therapy a week ago with what appears to be a fairly good response. And we would look forward to giving him another course in another week. Now, these chemical courses of therapy are pretty rough, and they knock the patient out pretty badly during the period of time and immediately after the drugs are being administered. But it seems likely he will be able to take another course, and we're pushing it because how long we can stave this off will depend entirely upon his ability to react to the chemical therapy. Now, if he has a bad result, and I'm looking at the pessimistic side first, one cannot expect him to live much beyond about 6 months. If he has a strikingly good response, it could be substantially longer than that. But at this point in time, with the chemical agents right available to us at the present time, we do not look forward with any optimism to a cure. Occurred to me that your mind might be easier if we sent you a progress note at the beginning of each week and made a note that if anything untoward happened, we'd let you know immediately. It might give you some sense of security.
Sure would. Well, do you reckon I could take him up to Camp David with me for a day over the weekend, or does he have to have a nurse around?
No, sir. I would think that if it didn't involve too much in the way of exercise, that if this was a relaxed day or two, I think he could take it. He might be able to do it this weekend. I would doubt whether he could the following weekend. As one hopes, he'll begin a second course of therapy sometime next week.
What I do is I just have a car drive him down here, and then the helicopter ride up there 25 minutes, and he'd just go in the living room, sit around the fireplace with us over the weekend.
Well, let me inquire specifically about that capability, and I'll talk to the physician that's taking care of him.
Don't tell him, though, because I'm not sure. I may go to Texas, but I just thought if I decided to go up there Saturday, I might call out and ask him, and then I'd want his doctor to see whether he thought he could go. I thought maybe it might be a little outing for him, and he might feel a little better, feel like somebody loved him anyway.
No, sir. Well, this can be done discreetly.
Fine. Thank you, Doctor.
Fine. Thank you, sir.
Bye.